guaranteed.com.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you and all the nooks and crannies and the hot spots in between, we hope. From left to right and anywhere and everywhere, both coasts and the flyover states. Ooh, I love those flyover states. Hope you're doing well wherever you are right now listening to this show. Thanks for joining us. And boy, we have a lot of territory to peruse here. It's like we're in a canoe and somehow the paddles keep falling out of our hands and going down the rapids all the way down to the end of the river where we can't see the paddles, but somehow we're going to get there. That's what the economy's like, isn't it? We keep hearing about how things are going to change and there's light at the end of the tunnel and it's all going to turn around. But yet I have picked every brain I can, and we've had a lot of people in the housing business here on America Tonight, whether they're builders or realtors or mortgage folks or simple homeowners who are trying to stay afloat. And I don't see this rosy picture that others are painting for us who are in power. That's why I'm going to remind you every single day to make sure you're registered to vote. And in 55 days, actually 54, get out there and vote. Then you can bitch and whine and moan to me on this show or call some of your other favorite talk show hosts. But you want to vent, you got to be part of the process. Apathy is not welcome here on America Tonight, because the more people that pay attention to what's happening in their own backyard, that makes you, in my opinion, a better American. That way, you can be part of the process that so many others would kill for. So many others want to drink from the fountain of freedom, but they weren't born in the right space and time, so they didn't have that opportunity. But you have that opportunity. 800-259-5791. Giving you the digits right from the get-go. 800-259-5791. All right, so let's jump in the canoe and try to maneuver down some of these rapids anyway. Certainly the biggest water cooler buzz, because everybody has an opinion on this, is the pastor Terry Jones in Gainesville, Florida, burning the Qurans. That's scheduled to happen on Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m., and there is nobody who doesn't have an opinion on this. I mean, nobody. The Clintons say it's disgraceful. I'm saying both because Bill Clinton has now come out. Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, she's already said her piece. Eric Holder, the Attorney General, who I can't believe he still has the job, is saying it's idiotic. The NYPD has weighed in. They say it's dangerous. The Vatican, simply outrageous. And the Pastor Jones is now packing heat because of the 100-plus death threats and counting he continues to receive. But he also received a couple of boxes of Qurans to burn at his Saturday night bonfire, for which he doesn't have a permit from the local fire department. So they're going to try to step in, I think, in the middle of this. And the pastor says he understands the feelings, he understands the danger, but he does not want to back down. And the main reason given for burning the Qurans is to remember the people who were slaughtered 9 years ago in New York at the Pentagon and in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Almost 3,000 people. This was initially the reason for the Burn a Quran Day. So it is a split bag across the nation, and it's split with talk show hosts, and it's, like I said, split all over the place, because you've heard that certainly on America Tonight. Maybe you're a Glenn Beck listener. Maybe you listen to Rush Limbaugh. Maybe you listen to Rachel Maddow. But if you're listening to any of those shows and nobody's screaming or filtering the people out, I think it's absolutely somewhere in the middle. It really is. So in taking the temperature on the Quran and the bonfire, it's right smack down the center. There's no question the pastor has the right to do it, I think, but is it something he should do? If the idea was to raise the awareness partially for the people who were killed to say, hey, we haven't forgotten you and we're standing up against extremist Islamists and this is why we're doing this because we know that this is a way to get back, then it's worked. It's worked in that sense since there's been so much reaction, including in the Middle East. The concern is, does it put innocent people at risk? And, you know, when we're saying that, we're talking about Afghanistan, which the soldiers are already at risk in where they are. Snipers have their guns pointed at them half the time when they're going through the villages. People are flipping on them. IEDs are rampant. It is a hellhole, let's face it. There's no sugarcoating it. So does it make it worse? It's already a war zone. It's already a war zone. If it's about ideology and saying that you can't, you know, the idea is diplomacy and we're trying to flip the minds of the people in these villages and we're trying to turn around yet another country and how can you do that? There's anti-American sentiment because of one guy. Then they don't understand the meaning of America. That's the thing. It's like the argument about the mosque in New York. You can't have it both ways. Support the mosque and then say that the guy doesn't have the right to burn the Quran if you go back to the First Amendment. And you know how I feel about the mosque. I don't like the idea of the Islamic Center being there because I think it's, if anything, insensitive and makes no sense to me because if it's about building a bridge, you're not building a bridge there. I think you can build a bridge in another part of lower Manhattan. If there's that many hard feelings, you know, you don't even have to listen to my feelings, but listening to people in the neighborhood or listening to people who had family members killed, if you listen to the volume there, I think there has to be a consideration for those people. You might not see the difference in it, and you can weigh in, as I've already given you our handy-dandy 800 number to jingle. Also from the get-go, how about the economy? The president rolled out his thoughts on the tax cuts being held hostage, the cuts for millionaires, the Democrats and what they need to do, and the argument overall. Here's Obama.
With all the Republicans' talk about wanting to shrink the deficit, they would have us borrow $700 billion over the next 10 years to give a tax cut of about $100,000 each to folks who are already millionaires. Let me be clear to Mr. Boehner and everybody else. We should not hold middle-class tax cuts hostage any longer. Their argument is that we should let insurance companies go back to denying care for folks who are sick. Or let credit card companies go back to raising rates without any reason. That's what we Democrats believe in. A vibrant free market, but one that works for everybody.
Coming up, the president also takes a shot at John Boehner, the congressman from Ohio, and other Republicans. Stand by for that.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal Silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Super Male Plex and Female Plex, Memory Power, Colon Enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit HerbalHealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, Resveratrol, Colloidal Minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Pushing the new stimulus proposals. After all, Congress is going to adjourn on October 8th, and you've got the midterm elections in sight, 54 days away to be exact. So here we go again. First, it was about health care, and there were a slew of other red tape kind of bills that were part of what was passed for the past year. And now it's about convincing you and me, the voters, in other words, that it's the economy and the high unemployment rate, and here is the solution. So the centerpiece, really, of the speech in Ohio was to announce all the changes in the tax laws, and what happens now with this $50 billion or $50 million, kind of a combination of two. No, $50 billion with a B. Wow, $50 billion. And then this small business lending fund is something that's being talked about. That's $30 billion in investments in community banks. So, you know, then the $130 billion for the expanded research and development tax credits, which that would be a 100% temporary business tax deduction for capital investments that were made before the end of 2011. And then the $50 billion that I was mentioning is on the roads and the railways and the runways, a little bit on the runways, not too much. But there's some things that are not apparent when you just hear what the proposals are. Like the bonus depreciation would give a 50% first year depreciation, right? And that's if you're lucky, the assets that are eligible, because that's going to be the problem. A lot of things won't be eligible. And that's what's not discussed. What normally was okay is not going to be okay this next time around. So it's tricky. It's like the loans. How do you get more loans? And what's being proposed, some of it doesn't make any sense. I mean, some of it makes no sense whatsoever, especially with the deduction side of it. And people are going to be tearing their hair out and then some when they try to figure it out anyway and put their taxes together, because the deductions are going to be massively changed and really hit a lot of people right between the eyes. We're going to jump back to that and let you hear what the president said when he took a swing at Boehner and a lot of the Republicans on the economy, specifically on these tax cuts. But before we do that, let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Yeah, I'm just bought my Koran today. I just feel that America has lost so much courage. There's hundreds of millions of Muslims in the world, hundreds of millions. After 9/11, did we see a million Muslim man march?
No.
When they ripped this woman's nose and ears off, you know, there was no huge march in protest. When they kicked Christians, they've been kicking Christians out of Iraq, you know, for the last 10 years. There's hardly any left. No big protest there. We're talking about the, quote, good Muslims, okay? And the reason the quote, good Muslims don't do anything is because they are terrorized by their religion. You know, you don't see, 50 Muslim clerics in Ground Zero issuing a fatwa against Osama bin Laden.
No.
Why? You know?
Because they're afraid of getting, they're afraid of getting killed.
Yeah. So, and we're going to allow this type of religion in America when we didn't do it, before. I mean, and if you want to talk about burning, let me tell you what. The Muslims burn Americans and hang them from a bridge in Fallujah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And why don't we have one leader with the guts to stand up and say these things? We don't, not Romney, not Palin, nobody in the entire country has the cojones to stand up and say, look, this is a free country, and if somebody wants to burn the Koran, they're going to burn the Koran. And you know what? In light of all the burning that's been going on in the Muslim faith, burning even their own people to death, I don't think there's anything wrong at all with burning a Koran. And they're lucky we don't burn their temples down and their mosques down. They've been at war with us for decades, you know? And if we had wanted to, we could have pressed one button and that was it.
They would right, and turned it into glass.
In history.
Yeah.
So you want tolerance and patience. We have been showing it again and again and again. You know, how many times did we tell Israel stop when they were ready to knock the crap out of the Arabs? Every single time, Kate. Every single time it was the United States. How do we get paid back for that?
Right. Now,
there's no leader out there. You know what? They're afraid of the FCC and they're afraid of the upcoming elections. And you know what? If they're afraid now, they're going to be afraid later.
You're right. There absolutely is nobody that's coming out on the other side. I mean, talk show hosts and callers and writers, but not media people. Forget the media, but absolutely. What happens when it comes down to leaders?
I haven't heard one talk show host come out and say, yeah, burn a Koran. They have the right to burn a Koran,
right.
But it might not be the right thing to do. It might hurt the feelings of people and stuff like that. But I have not heard anybody come out and say, I'm burning one myself, man. Because, you know, probably with Obama in there, you know, they would get knocked off the air.
I don't think so. I don't think the media. It's in this case, I would say it's not so much about the media. I think it's about the leaders. Like, you hit it there more, because you've got Hillary Clinton and the Clintons and Obama and pretty much everybody saying that, no, this is a disgrace, it's disgusting, it doesn't make sense, blah, blah, blah. It's because, again, the fear is from alienating Muslim nations, alienating Muslim people. But you make the point, and you make a good point, Tomas, and it's starting to happen a little bit, but it should have happened a long time ago. Where are the Muslim people who are sick of being lumped into the category of the extremist nuts, the fringe, whatever? They need to stand up and say something.
I mean, look at Iraq. Did you see? I mean, we have hundreds of million Muslims. If they really were serious about taking back, quote, taking back their religion, you would have seen a million-man Muslim march into Iraq to kick al-Qaeda out of there.
Right.
And to bring peace between the Shiites and the Sunnis.
No, you didn't see that.
No. So,
no.
And, you know, if Obama really wanted to do something, he would move in that vein. He would ask Muslims, you know, with a guy whose name is Barack Hussein Osama, he would say, stand up and fight for your religion. I don't see a million-man Muslim march. Muslims, my brothers, you know, get out there and show America and the world that you're not afraid.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. It's time to cut the crap and stand up. And there have been a few, but very few. You're starting to see it with the PSAs that have come forward and said, listen, I'm a Muslim. I'm the face of a person who believes in the Quran and the peacefulness or whatever they're saying. And it's the opposite of what we're seeing. But you're right. There's not enough of that, because you know that there's power in numbers. I say that all the time. And we've seen that when there's been injustice in this country. When do people get attention, Tomas? You know it. It's when they band together and say, well, that's not true. That's not how we are. That's not the situation or whatever. But we haven't seen that here. You're right. Absolutely.
You know, Saudi Arabia has the most educated and richest Muslims on earth. And Somalia has the poorest ones. And
yep.
They both act the same way, with total intolerance to anything that is not Islam. That should show you that there must be a common denominator there. It's not the money. It's not the education. It's not the geography. Must be the religion.
Yeah, well said. Well said, Tomas. Hang with us, everybody. Coming up, we're going to follow up on what Tomas said, and then also, of course, the economy will bounce back to that, too, as we kick the can down the road here on ATN.
With minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN. For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest-selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks.
smokes up. The Sparkle Auto Chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at sparkleauto.com. That's sparkleauto.com. Or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkleauto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from sparkleauto.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. We're talking about what else? A couple of different things. The economy, that was the big deal, reverberating around the nation, and the Quran burning. I'll tell you one thing. 15 minutes plus, there's no doubt this pastor is getting by deciding to do it. Somebody said to me today, do you think anyone even knew what this little church was? It's not like it was some giant evangelical church. Evangelical leaders didn't even know who Pastor Terry Jones was. They never even heard of him. And now they've heard of him. A lot of people have heard of him as a result of what's going to happen on Saturday. But Tomas made some valid points in what he said, and it's what I say all the time. And in fact, we have gone down this road. We have had people on to talk about it, of Muslim faith. And we'll do it again. I mean, we'll get all different points of view on this one, just to be fair and to listen. But I don't understand it either. If I were a devout Muslim, I would be enraged by the crap that I see, by, in the name of Islam, the radical fringe element. And to be fair, we know there's radical elements in Christianity and other religions. And usually what happens is other people rush to douse it out when they can do it, because they don't want to be perceived that way. They don't want the overall, because religion is about groups, right? It is. So they don't want their group to be perceived as this evil, horrible religion. that only wants to kill insurgents. So I think Tomas hit the, you know, the nail on the head. If you had, it's like you think of the crazy Glenn Beck thing that happened a couple of weeks ago on the mall in Washington. I mean, people are talking about, oh, it was nutty what he said, or it made no sense, or what was really the scoop with that, or was it about the Tea Party, or was it about something else? It doesn't matter. The point is, he's a talk show host. That's what Glenn Beck is. And it was genius that he got that many people out to the mall area. I don't care how many the official or unofficial count was. A lot of people showed up. So what if you had Muslim leaders who said, you know what, forget this crap of not saying anything. Let's stand up and say something. That you don't know us. We're your neighbors. This is who we are. Look at the faces here. And this is how we celebrate Ramadan. And this is what we are. So, you know, we feel the same way as you do as Americans. It's about America. We do not, we part company completely with the extremist nuts that want to kill our friends, our neighbors, etc. So, anyway, that's just more of my two cents. I'm certainly not done on this. You know, I got a lot of emails where some people said destroying a book is not a great thing. It's never a good thing. And what about in the end? Are you really endangering American lives? Are you endangering them in foreign countries? You know what I've said about that as far as the military is already just dangling out there. They don't even have true rules of engagement. So it's like they're lost in the sauce anyway, trying to figure out what is it I can and cannot do in this diplomatic face I'm supposed to present in these villages. So, and you know, the one thing that John in Minnesota sent to me in an email, he must be listening to us via the internet, but he said, you know, you look at the Bible, and you can specifically point to parts of the Bible that say those who had practiced curious magical arts gathered to burn books in which they no longer believed. So, and what he's talking about is defending the Bible, Acts 19 verses 18 through 20. And that's the passage that is referred to there. So that he's saying it's different from choosing to burn a book that you never believed in, that in which more than a billion people still believe. And so that when in the passage you get the word of the Lord grew and spread and intensified prevailingly, mightily, it is clear that this is due to the increased number of new believers, not to the act of burning books, which was, in this case, an act chosen by those new believers to signify their faith. So, and then there were a couple of other people who sent me other biblical passages to present the opposite of what Tomas is talking about, that it's unchristian to do that. But that's not what the Bible, you know, tells you. That specifically, if you look at the Sermon on the Mount, everyone who is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment. So there are a lot of different opinions on this. And as I said, the pastor certainly has the fires burning before they've even lit one of the Qurans up. Don in Wyoming, hello.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if you heard about this today or not, but I guess this is really lit a firestorm in the Muslim world.
And, yes.
And meanwhile, you know, for you know, pretty much we were just dealing with the extremists, you know, which is a very small, unfortunately, but a large number of Muslims. Now this is really, from what I understand, Kate, the Arab countries that are involved with OPEC are planning a meeting in a week, and they're talking about cutting us off.
I don't know how true that is. That's a rumor. That's a rumor that's been ripped from the headlines, just like they say on Law and Order. But I don't know how true that is. But it's scary to think that that would even be a possibility, rumor or not.
$9 a gallon,
Kate. Oh, absolutely.
This moron pastor down in Florida wants to make his 15 minutes of fame. You know, what is he accomplishing by burning the Quran? You think that, you know, anybody in America is going to, like, all of a sudden go, oh, okay, yeah, let's just make an all-out war against 1.5 billion people. Oh, I'm just, it's just amazing. That's what this sounds like to me. I think it's just trying to give them the headlines and, you know, and anyway. So, hey, I got to tell you real quick, Mark. I want to tell you tonight, but I did Vegas again this weekend.
You did Vegas? Did you win big?
What'd you say? I'm sorry?
I said, did you win big?
Oh, no. Everyone around me did, except me. In fact, it was so bad, we stopped off at the station for gas coming back in Utah, and there was a little gumball type of slot machine.
Right.
I was watching this kid put his money in. And he hit all three of them and got 20 gumballs. And I said, even the kid's getting luckier than me.
Oh. Don, isn't it your parents? Don't your parents do well, or doesn't your dad do well does he go on those trips with you?
Yeah, because my mom was taking my two idiot nephews down to see their mom, because, you know, she lives in Vegas. And then Jefferson Starship was putting on a free concert in the downtown area there, and so they went to see that. And at the same time, I said, well, wait a minute. One of my favorite bands from the 80s, Wang Chung, was in concert. And so over at this pub, and so I went to that and got lucky and got in free to it. But anyway, and I got to take pictures with him and meet him after the show, and it was just cool, you know. I think Points on the Curve album, 1983, I think that was the only thing I listened to all year.
That's cool. You gotta love that.
Have fun tonight, and all of it's quite. But Dino,
we're starting to lose you there, Don. But I'm glad you had a good trip to. Thanks for the call. I'm glad you had a great trip to Vegas, even if you didn't win. You know, that's the problem. Eventually, the house always wins. You just got to keep that in mind. The house always wins. It is tempting, but you just take with the money that you can. You just take the money you can afford to lose with you, and then that way it's an easier pill to swallow if it doesn't go your way on that particular trip. Okay, I keep saying that we're going to let you hear what the president had to say back to John Boehner. And also to the Republicans, and here's what he said.
There were no new policies from Mr. Boehner. There were no new ideas. There was just the same philosophy that we had already tried during the decade that they were in power. The same philosophy that led to this mess in the first place. Some Republican leaders figured it was smart politics to sit on the sidelines and let Democrats solve the mess. Others believed on principle that government shouldn't meddle in the markets, even when the markets are broken.
Yeah, even when the markets are broken. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to let you hear what John Boehner also had to say. We're talking about the economy and whether or not this is a wash, and how I feel about the tax cuts. If you examine it closer, it's really not going to amount to much, because first of all, the bills are filled with lots of pork, and it's all about the politics of this, and then the community banks that are going to get the $30 billion and the small business lending. It's chaotic. Stay with us.
buy the case, or buy the pallet, Sapaco Sure Pack MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco Sure Pack MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco Sure Pack MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco Sure Pack MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Speaking of getting a gun, the pastor in Gainesville, Florida, Pastor Jones, has to carry a gun now, he says, because of the death threats that he's receiving. And it's amazing in just this short period of time how much attention this has gotten. And partially it is because of the politicians. What's so interesting is the politicians are trying to come down pretty heavy on, oh, this is wrong and it's interfering and all that sort of stuff, and it could be dangerous. But there's more attention that's been drawn to the burning because of them, ironically. So where do you fall on this one? I know pretty much it's really been 50-50 on ATN. I've listened to some other shows to try to get a sampling, and I have heard that across the board as well. It happens on Saturday. I'll reemphasize this. The pastor saying, listen, it's about remembering the people who lost their lives on 9/11 and saying, we're not going to take this crap anymore, and Islam is the devil, and we're not going to deal with it. So we're trying to make that statement. We're burning the Qurans to say enough is enough. Tom is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Tom.
You doing all right tonight?
I'm doing all right, buddy. How are you doing?
Well, I was doing pretty good, man. I got so damn disappointed in Americans that I just had to call you. You know, first off, the president, isn't it the same crap that he gave us when he got into office? He was going to do all this and give us a stimulus, and he never did nothing?
Yes.
Well, let's give him some more money and watch him do nothing again. You know?
The love affair is definitely over.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, listen. This is going to be the bonfire scene around the world.
I agree.
That's exactly right. You know, and I'm so disappointed in America because this is this guy's First Amendment right. You said it. Dozens of people have said it. This is not a discussion on what he's doing. This is about his rights.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wants to do this, that's his business.
Mm-hmm.
And if nobody likes it, butt out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, give me a break.
You're right. It's what I said. I hate it when somebody does something to the flag, but yet I know it's the First Amendment right that somebody has to burn the flag, and the flag has been burned numerous times in protest wars and other things. Yeah.
That's exactly right. And overseas, they're always ridiculing us.
Yeah.
Demonstration and chopping something or hanging somebody. Tomas hit it right on the head, man. It's better in my, you know, you watch Rambo and everybody laughs at him, but he did say one thing that's nice. It's better to stand up for something you believe in than lay down and get run over for nothing.
Yeah, amen, Tom. What a way to end that one. You're right. That Rambo quote is one that makes sense. And I like Rambo anyway. I saw them all, so I'm cool with Sylvester Stallone in that role. That is a memorable line. It was quotable. So we move from Tom, and Tom says he's disappointed in Americans and that it's about the First Amendment, which is what I've said. I keep using the comparison to the flag, whether you agree or not. You can't have it both ways. I mean, if you truly believe in what the First Amendment is, even if it horrifies you, what some people will use it for, it is what it is. That's why we have them. You're not going to agree with, it's like freedom of speech. You don't agree with half of the crap you probably hear coming out of the little box you're listening to now, or some of the things you see on the tube, or some of the things that you hear from various people in maybe your own communities or statewide or whatever. And it's their right to do that, though. That's the idea of freedom of speech. Otherwise, we could all be back in Nazi Germany, and we could goose step and follow whatever the supreme leader at the time said, which is what people blindly, scaredly, in a scared manner did, because they were afraid. Some of them were afraid to go against the system that grew popular, and that's why. I say this all the time, and I still mean this, and that's why we fight for these freedoms, like Tom is so passionate, or Don, or Mark, or Izzy in Missouri, because we want to continue to recognize this country for what it is. It is the greatest place that you could possibly live in, I think, in the world, which is why so many want to become an American. You know, one thing that'll give you goosebumps, and I'm so serious about this, do yourself a favor and if you can, if you're ever in the position to do it, because they're open to the public, go one time and watch people be sworn in. I'm going to call it sworn in, but it's really a citizenship ceremony. Watch that and you'll get goosebumps, or you have no blood pumping through your body, because you look around the room, especially. It doesn't matter even if it's a big city or a small area. And you see and you talk to the people that went through the line, that came to the United States and that are legal and are becoming American citizens. And they can't tell you enough of how prideful they are to be in that position, because they know. They know that they're in the land of the free, home of the brave. And we don't want that. to go away, for goodness sake. All right, because we are in that kind of a place, we live in this kind of a place, we could freely vent about our politicians or at least listen to what they have to say. So you heard earlier what Barack Obama said about John Boehner, and here John Boehner talks about the economy, the proposals, and his thoughts on what's going on.
We can't deal with the deficit until we're willing to get our arms around spending and have a strong economy. And you can't have a strong economy if you're raising taxes on the very people you expect to invest in our economy and to begin hiring people again. If we're able to do this together, I think we'll show the American people that we understand what's going on in the country, and we'll be able to get our economy moving again.
Yeah, and that's it. The end. We need to get moving with the economy. That's the key thing. That's why with the tax stuff, I would just freeze it. Freeze it for a year even. Do a compromise. Don't do it 2 years. Do it a year. I think a year can make a huge difference. So what's happening is Wall Streeters, of course, they're upset by some of the things that are being proposed, but we've got this economy that's in a free fall, and as that continues to happen, you look at the business sector, and of course, business people really don't want a lot of government interference, but now there are a lot of people who were once huge supporters of the president who are massively singing a different tune, and the reason is because they're concerned about what is going to happen with the risks on the market and how it's so unpredictable. I mean, it is always like gambling, but now with these crazy shifts, it's even harder to predict, and the growing discontentment is from all corners, whether it's just a business executive or the CEO or, you know, whoever. We've got this horrible economic climate, and the things that are being proposed, I think, are just more of, will cause us more to wither on the vine and die, because the problem, in a nutshell, is, yes, if I'm a construction worker and I get one of these jobs where I'm temporarily working on the infrastructure, then all is well in my corner of the world. But because of that, there are corporations that will be taxed, and they will lop off major people. I think when it's all said and done, you'll have a number of jobs of people that got these construction jobs, and then you'll have the same number of people that will be losing their jobs in other sectors, technology, computer systems, you know, pick whatever field you want to pick and think of corporations, and they're not going to bleed. They're not going to continue to bleed. It was Thomas Carlyle that said, a man willing to work and unable to find work is perhaps the saddest sight that fortune's inequality exhibits under this sun.